WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. If you've been a patient or referred to a doctor affiliated with College Station Medical Center over the last 5 years, you're supposed to be getting a notification of a cyber attack. The parent company of the med says information on 4.5 million patients was taken earlier this year by a group based in China. Community Health System says patient names, social security and phone numbers, birth dates and addresses were taken. CHS says no credit card or medical records were stolen. Those affected will be offered identity theft protection services. The med is among 18 CHS facilities in Texas and 206 in the United States. A member of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents will be leading Governor Perry's defense team on charges of abusing the power of his office.
The governor acted lawfully and properly exercised his power under the law, and frankly, his obligation as governor to protect the public safety.
Tony Busby of Houston, who was appointed to the Regents by Perry last year, held a news conference Monday repeating his client committed no crimes. Busby says the governor is going to let everyone know when he will be fingerprinted and have his mugshot photo taken. Filing for local city council and school board positions ended Monday, with two seeking positions on the College Station Council. Linda Harvell is running for the Place 5 seat now held by Julie Schultz, and a Texas A&M student, Gabriel Pereira, has filed for the Place 1 seat now held by Blanche Brick. The list of candidates is online at WTAW.com. Blinn College students taking classes in the STEM subjects of science, technology, engineering, and math can apply for up to $2,500 in free money.
Governor Perry will fight this indictment.
Students who are interested in obtaining these funds can go to our financial aid website at blinn.edu/FINAID. To be eligible, you need to graduate from a Texas high school with at least a 3.0 grade point average on a 4-point scale in mathematics and science. You need to enroll at Blinn and declare a T-STEM instructional program and be a full-time student here.
Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says only 35 of the 225 scholarships have been awarded so far. They're available on a first-come, first-served basis. A Bryan townhome is declared a total loss from a fire Sunday evening. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says a hot propane grill near or inside the garage was the ignition source.
They believe they had it extinguished. He went inside to eat the food they had prepared, but somewhere along the lines they did not have it extinguished, or in some way it got some ignitable material near it, and that's what it appears to have done. And then it spread from that device into the garage and into the items in the garage.
Bouse says a firewall saved the adjoining townhome located on Dogwood Lane off Carter Creek south of Coulter. No occupants or firefighters were hurt. The Brazos County Health Department says mosquitoes with the West Nile virus were caught east of Sue Haswell Park in Bryan. The capture was 2 weeks ago on May Street, around the same time as mosquitoes were caught on the Texas A&M golf course, also with West Nile virus. Suggestions to reduce exposure to mosquitoes are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at Sevchek Service Center come in. Sevchek has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. Sevchek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning, it's 810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
sunshine. We're going to see that again today, along with some passing cloudiness. Temperatures, they'll peak between 95 and 100 later today. There's a low chance of an isolated storm late in the afternoon. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. Sunshine is back. Highs tomorrow, 95 to 100. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. More sun for Thursday. Temperatures ranging from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:10. Once again, we answered the question, why do you listen to this show? Are you ready?
Okay.
So that you can find out in the Arabic version of The Simpsons, Homer's name is Umar Shamsoon. And he doesn't drink Duff beer. He drinks Duff juice. Didn't know that, did you?
No.
Speaking of beer, the folks from Guinness tell us that every year, 93,000 liters of beer are lost in mustaches and beards. Just go with it.
That's a tragedy.
It is. And finally, after racking up $40 in late fees on a VHS copy of Apollo 13, Reed Hastings was inspired to start Netflix.
I'll show you.
I went to a conference years ago. Sitting down at lunch, you know, you just go grab lunch, you sit down on a paper plate and just circular table, all these people at a conference, and these two guys are sitting there, and they're telling us about this idea they've got about starting this deal where they mail out videotapes and CDs.
Did you laugh at him?
We did.
Are you regretting not investing?
He didn't ask me if I could. So no, I'm not regretting it at all, because I never had the chance. That's it. Anyway, 8:11, it's Tuesday. Leah's here this morning from the Humane Society. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. What do you got for us? You didn't put my bread away over there. That's okay. Sorry, don't worry about it. Sometimes she comes in and just
tidies up his office.
Tidies up the studio a little bit. But anyway, so what do you got for us today?
Well, we're concerned about the heat, first of all, today.
Sure.
Not only in our own building, we're thankful for all the fans that we have and so forth. And most of these dogs have been running out on the streets anyhow. So we monitor each one throughout the day and whatnot. But remember to monitor your own pet at home.
Sure.
So hopefully before you left today, he put out fresh water and in the house. I have one dog who doesn't, they have options for water outside, several of them. He has one drink water outside. He
really?
Wants drink water inside.
Much too important for that.
Yes. He and the cat share water. So
really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then the cat, if the other dog's outside, he gets in her crate, but that's not here nor there. So.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So check all your waters. Give options. I don't know if maybe the water's cooler inside or he just doesn't want to share with Pippa outside. I don't know. So definitely give your dog options because you never know which one they might prefer. And it's really, really important this time of year to keep them hydrated. Come home at lunchtime. Bring them in. It's your best option if you have dogs that go outside for a majority of the day. Today is just going to be pretty darn warm.
Well, next few, right?
Yeah,
probably.
The next few. And then people, you know, go home and, you know, just your average thought process is, hey, I got to take my dog for a walk.
Huh?
Yes. Take off your own shoes and walk down on the concrete.
Yeah, right.
See how that works out for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Think about your dog's feet and get them, you know, walk on the grass or something of that nature. Take them to a park instead of maybe tootling down the side of the road.
Sure.
Or the concrete of the sidewalk. So definitely pad burns come in this time of year. We will be, before I forget, because I forgot earlier today, we will be closed this Thursday for staff training. So closed Thursday, just a single day. Business as usual on Wednesday and Friday, but we will be closed on Thursday this week. So we have Wienerfest we're gearing up for. Their sponsorships, the registrations, all the costume options are all on the website, along with bark leaders. So hopefully your pet, if you think has what it takes to be a bark leader, is signed up. If you maybe don't have a pet that's going to participate in that, go ahead and vote for one. The dog that raises the most funds will be crowned the bark leader of the year. They have the alpha bark leader and then the junior and the senior and junior bark leaders as well. So you'll see those photos around and whatnot, and we will get highlighting them as we get closer and closer, and they will be announced at Wienerfest, which I believe, are you going to be out at this
year? Oh, yeah, probably so. Haven't been asked yet, but I'm sure it'll
be there. I'm sure they just assumed.
Okay.
So, yes, go to our website, AggieLaneHumane.org, for more information. And just business as usual right now, waiting to gear up for all our fall events. And we're on campus everywhere fall.
Wow.
As usual, a lot of the, you know, the Aggie markets and the volunteer opportunities, mm-hmm. fairs and so forth. So you can find us out at them. And Kyle Field Days, we're usually out there as well. And PetSmart on Saturdays as normal.
All right. If there wants more information,
AggieLandHumane.org is our website. Check out all the dogs. If you're looking for a dog, right now is the time. Or if you're missing a dog, we have a lot of dogs in the building.
Really?
They come in. We did 8 adoptions on Saturday, but we took in probably twice as many in dogs on Saturday. We've got dogs crammed in every corner. So if you're interested in foster care, now's the time as well. They're just everything from smaller dogs all the way up to some great Pyrenees mixes.
Well, okay. There you go. It's the Aggieland Humane Society. Thanks, Lee. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're here every Tuesday. And Sarah's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Wonderful. What you got for us?
Got a lot of events going on in the Chamber, as always. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, Wednesday, from 11:30 to 1, we have our Economic Outlook Briefing Luncheon, and the seats are filling up so fast for that. So RSVP right now. Go to our website to do that. And if for some reason you have some trouble with that, call in. Make sure we still have seats available because, like I said, filling up fast.
Mm-hmm.
Our Inner Circle members are invited to a Inner Circle Briefing Luncheon with Ambassador Crocker. He's going to be bringing us some information on the Middle East and current updates on that. And that's going to be at the Hilton College Station from 11:30 to 1 on Tuesday, August 26th. The cost of that is $25 for a ticket and $250 for a table of 8. Our next business after hours is going to be September 11th at Sterling Auto. That is 5:30 to 7 as always, and it is a free event. Lots of networking, food, drinks, lots of fun. And our annual Golf Classic and Lobster Fest are both coming up. Great events. We have a lot of fun with those at the Chamber. Golf Classic is going to be Monday, September 15th, and we've actually separated them this year. So the following Sunday, September 21st, is Lobster Fest. Golf Classic is going to be at Pebble Creek Country Club, and we'll have two tee times, 8:30 and 1:30, for our four-man scrambles. And Lobster Fest at the Brazos Center is going to have steak and fresh Maine lobsters and a silent auction. So go to our website, bcschamber.org, to sign up, get more details on that. Our sponsor for both of those events is the Bank and Trust, but we still have some smaller sponsorships open for those. So if you're interested, call Lucia or Burl, and they will get you hooked up for sponsoring those events. And we have a ribbon cutting on Thursday at Commerce National Bank. It switched over from First Victoria, and that is in the HEB parking lot on the corner of Texas and Villa Maria in Bryan. That's an 11:30 ribbon cutting, and we're excited to have them continue their membership in the Chamber as they change their name.
Absolutely. Sounds good. If they want some more information about all this, what do they do?
bcschamber.org, or you can call our office at 979-260-5200.
Great. Thanks, Sarah. Appreciate that. Visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. That's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. Your tires are one of the most important safety features of your vehicle. When the rubber meets the road, not all tires are created equal. At BCS Tires, we have the tires that fit your personal lifestyle. The pros at BCS Tires know what tires fit your needs, whether your kids are in the car with you or you're out on the farm with your friends. We won't nickel and dime you. As always, free air checks and free rotations. Any car, anytime, BCS Tires and Lifts. We're on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner or at bcstirepros.com. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
New economic data from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Home construction rebounded last month. The Commerce Department reports housing starts jumped 15.7% in July to an annual rate of just under 1.1 million. The numbers suggest housing will give the overall economy a boost in the months ahead. We were paying a little more for goods and services last month. The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index edged up 0.1%. It was the smallest increase in retail prices since February. Stock market futures pointing higher ahead of the Tuesday session. Investors investors will be looking at the retail sector today. Home Depot posted stronger than expected quarterly results. That could give the blue chips a boost. Profits declined at Dick's Sporting Goods and Urban Outfitters. We're divided almost down the middle when it comes to exposure to the markets. A new country financial survey says just over half of all Americans do not invest in stocks or bonds in any way. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
All you know is the phones aren't ringing and you're not getting enough new customers to grow your business. You know that online marketing is critical, but where do you start? Who can you turn to for sound advice on implementing a marketing program that works? You need YP. YP is the largest marketing agency for small business in America. Starting with the Yellow Pages over 100 years ago, YP has powered local business with marketing services ranging from web design to search engine marketing. Look, you have to be the expert in your business, but you don't have to be the expert in online marketing. YP can do that. And to prove it, they're giving you a free online business listing, an essential first step to being found by customers. Over 70 million potential customers search YP.com and the YP mobile app each month. And if you're not there, they can't find you. Claim your free business listing now and discover the power that is YP. Don't get left behind. Claim your free listing and start getting found today. Visit MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
You already know Team of Navasota is the place to find nice prices on new vehicles. And now Team of Navasota is home to the largest pre-owned dealership in the Brazos Valley. At the Team of Navasota Pre-Owned Supercenter, choose from over 175 pre-owns, every make, every model, backed by a nice price guarantee. Need financing? We can help. Stop in today to browse our extensive selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs. The Team of Navasota Pre-Owned Supercenter, 7908 Highway 6, or call 936-825-1051.
This is Paul Bonarigo with Messinahoff Winery and Resort. We invite you and your family to our 37th Annual Harvest Festival, celebrating the beginning of a new vintage. Each weekend in August, we will be picking, stomping, wine tasting, and feasting. Every Friday and Saturday night, enjoy a wine and culinary journey in our nighttime specialty events. Join our family at Messinahoff. Call 979-778-WINE or purchase tickets at messinahoff.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. I thought I was dead in the water last month. Some enterprising young chap opened a new bakery just down the street from our office. Oh, the smell of that fresh baked bread, hot cinnamon rolls. I thought, well, that's it. I'm dead. Who can resist that smell every day? But you know what? It's been over a month, and I've made a couple of trips to the bakery and not put on 1 pound. Not one. And I can thank the carb blocker that Dr. Steelman developed for people just like me. Yep, it's just a little tablet that keeps your body from digesting the carbs that you eat, so you can have a balanced diet without the hunger, starvation, or denying yourself some of the foods that you love. The carbohydrate blocker, developed by Dr. Steelman and available at myactivate.com, www.myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411 or myactive8.com.
Daddy hated it. Mama tolerated it. Aunt Mildred loved it. And that's pretty much the way Mary Perry described her acting. I had an interest as long as I can remember, is the way that Mary put it. And she knew in her heart that she was destined for the stage and a life of acting. Daddy tried to get in the way several times. He sent her off to boarding school for a while. Well, that didn't work. He sent her to Miss Eli's school in New York to study voice and piano in the hopes that Mary would get over this silly acting nonsense. Well, that didn't work. And I guess when you feel that strongly about it, not Daddy or anyone else is going to get in the way. Now, she did have some help and support along the way, however. Aunt Mildred was married to a professional actor, one who actually had performed with the great Edwin Booth. And during summer vacations, Mary would travel with Aunt Mildred and her hubby to all his play dates. After school, Mary spent the next 40 years on the Broadway stage in one way or another. And during the war, she headed up the stage women's war relief for the soldiers. And I'm sure you've heard of the famous stage door canteens where regular G.I. Joes could actually meet and mix and dance with such huge stars as Tallulah Bankhead, Dorothy L'Amour, Marlena Dietrich, or just sit and listen to Al Jolson sing. Those were Mary's ideas, and she made them a reality. But most know Mary for her 40 years on the stage and the wonderful and marvelous roles she played and the good she did for her profession. So with all that, you may be asking yourself, why haven't you heard of Mary Antoinette Perry? Oh, you have. You see, she did so much good for her profession and the people who are in it that they decided that something needed to be done to honor the one woman who probably did more for stage actors than anyone else. They created an award that has become the hallmark of their profession. To win a Tony today means that you have reached the top. But you knew that, right? But I thought you'd like to know something else. It's a little-known fact that unlike the Oscar, the award for the movies, or the Emmy, the award for television, the Tony, given for outstanding live stage performance, is the only one named to honor a real person. Tony. Mary Antoinette Perry referred to her whole life as Tony by her friends and fellow actors.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at SevCheck Service Center come in. SevCheck has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
An insatiable predator. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The red lionfish is a gaudy Pacific Ocean dweller that's invaded the southern Atlantic and is decimating the local fish population. Oregon State University marine ecologist Kurt Ingemann reports that while most predators select prey that's plentiful and move on to new areas once they're scarce, lionfish stick around, sometimes until they've eaten the last fish.
They may just be sweeping through their environment and picking off prey even when there are just a few individuals in a little population. So this is somewhat alarming for us.
He and his colleagues are trying to determine if it's just the way lionfish behave or if it's because little fish in the Atlantic don't hide from them.
They may actually be out in the open and exposed to predation just because they don't recognize lionfish as a predation threat.
He says understanding lionfish behavior will be critical to controlling them. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
All right, let's see if we've got everything packed. Tent?
Check.
Folding chair?
Check.
Bug spray?
Check.
Grill?
Check.
Slovacic sausage?
Yikes! How could we forget? The kids would have been extremely upset.
You know, whether it's your annual family camping trip, a tailgate, a good old-fashioned backyard barbecue, or a meal at your next Aggie sporting event, no outing is complete until you've packed Slovacic sausage. Slovacic sausage, celebrating 10 years as the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics.
If all smartphones had kill switches to stop thieves, could the kill switches be misused by the police? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Summer's the best time of the year. The parties, barbecues. You're always out of the house. But that means it's more important than ever to make sure your home is safe. Most alarm companies make it unbelievably hard. They're full of middlemen, bloated price tags, and locked-in contracts. It's complicated, it's expensive, and it doesn't have to be. That's why I love SimpliSafe. This is the best home security system around. SimpliSafe was built by a Harvard-educated engineer. It's totally state-of-the-art and costs a fraction of what you'd expect. You get 24/7 protection, the latest security technology, and it's only $14.99 a month. There's no long-term contracts. How easy is that? The whole thing arrives pre-programmed, ready to start protecting your home. This is such great protection for your home and family. Protect your home the smart way. Go to SimpliSaveKim.com now to save an extra 10%. That's SimpliSaveKim.com, SimpliSaveKim.com. All smartphone manufacturers have been under huge pressure to build kill switches into their phones. The idea being that if your phone gets swiped, you can kill it, making it worthless to the thief and thereby ending smartphone theft. California passed a kill switch law just yesterday. But with the protests in Ferguson, Missouri, sometimes turning violent, civil liberty groups are asking, could the kill switch idea be misused by the police and government agencies to simply turn protesters' phones off? And another question, Would turning off protesters' phones in situations like Ferguson save lives and property or winding up increasing risks? Several kill switch bills have been introduced into Congress that would affect smartphones nationally. Before we rush into this, we must make sure that we mandate just who, when, and where they can be activated. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
WTAW News time is 8:30. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The filing deadline for city council and school board ended Monday. You can see the list of local candidates online at WTAW.com. The final two filings were for College Station Council. Place one incumbent Blanche Brick, a Blinn College history professor, is being opposed by Texas A&M student Gabriel Pereira. Also filing Monday was Linda Harvell, who is seeking the Place 5 seat held by Julie Schultz, who is also seeking re-election. Governor Perry's lead attorney in his defense against criminal charges is a member of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents. Tony Busby of Houston held a news conference Monday defending his client, who appointed him to the Regents last year. Busby defended Perry's veto of giving the Travis County District Attorney $7.5 million of state money after she was convicted of drunk driving.
He doesn't have to tell you any reason why he vetoed the bill. He did so because it was good government, because he is responsive to the people. So he told the people, I'm vetoing this, and here is why.
Perry's veto came after Rosemary Lemberg refused to resign following the DWI conviction. That led to last Friday's grand jury indictment on felony counts of abuse of official capacity and coercion of a public servant. The parent company of College Station Medical Center reports a cyber attack took information on 4.5 million patients from its computer network. Community Health Systems says the attack bypassed its security systems in April and June of this year, taking patient names, addresses, birth dates, phones, and security numbers from the last 5 years. No medical or credit card records were taken. The stolen information involved patients who were referred for or received services from physicians affiliated with the company. CHS says it's notifying patients affected by the attack and offering them identity theft protection services. They believe the attack was based in China and was likely looking for intellectual property. CHS says applications have been deployed to protect against future attacks. They own, operate, and lease 206 hospitals in 29 states. 18 are in Texas, including the Med. Approval has been given to redoing one of the busiest intersections in Bryan, especially in the coming days. Villa Maria and Joseph is one of the locations for Blinn College students to enter and exit. Blinn Brazos County Campus President Sylvia McMullen says this will also benefit residents of the Crestview retirement community.
It has been something that I think that the city of Bryan has been considering for a while, and in discussions that it actually facilitates those residents having that four-way ability so that they can cross without any concern about traffic. So we're really very pleased that is being put in place.
Dr. McMullen reminds motorists around 29th and Villa Maria to watch out for new students getting familiar with traffic patterns around the campus.
We try to accommodate and give them alternatives by encouraging them to ride the bus, and usually that happens after about the first 3 weeks when they kind of run out of their gas money.
The Bryan City Council and Crestview officials agreed to adding a drive at the Villa Maria and Joseph intersections, which will get new traffic signals. There's not much left after a Sunday evening fire at a Bryan townhome.
Both of the cars in the garage, the upper floor, second floor above the garage fell in on the first floor. Extensive damage there. There was a couple of rooms that you enter from the front door that had less damage to them, and they were able to recover a few objects.
Deputy Fire Marshal William Baus says the ignition source was a hot propane grill that was left unattended near the garage of the home on Dogwood Lane off Carter Creek south of Coulter. The two-alarm fire resulted in no injuries to firefighters or occupants. College Station assisted Bryan. An adjoining townhome was saved by a firewall. Local authorities are looking for a man accused of grabbing money outside a Bryan bank from a woman who was intending to make a deposit. The incident was Monday morning, about 11, outside the Compass Bank on Briarcrest. The victim was not heard. She described the suspect as a skinny black man between 17 and 20 years old, wearing black shorts and a black shirt. For the second time this month, the Brazos County Health Department has found mosquitoes carrying the West Nile virus. The latest report comes from Bryan on May Street, which is east of Sue Haswell Park. The capture was about the same time as mosquitoes were caught on the Texas A&M golf course. Online at WTAW.com are suggestions to reduce exposure to mosquitoes. The State Fair of Texas announces the new fried foods you'll be able to sample this year.
Each of the eight finalists for the Big Tex Choice Awards will be available when the State Fair opens September 26th. One of the favorites this year is the chicken fried loaded baked potato.
Think of all the goodness of a baked potato wrapped into a little, almost looks like a jalapeno popper, and then battered and fried to a crispy crust. And it has a nice ranch dipping sauce with it.
The fair's Carissa Schuler says you'll also be able to enjoy deep-fried breakfast for dinner, fried Gulf shrimp boil, and the deep-fried Texas Blue Bonnet, which is a blueberry muffin fried, supersized, and sugared up in a big way. Chris Summer, TSN News.
Feel your heart skip a beat there. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 79 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, we understand what local banking means and how important it is to the vitality of the community. That's why at the Bank and Trust, you'll find community banking at its best. Sure, we offer products you've come to expect like free checking, free small business checking, mobile deposit, and much more. We also know that banking is more than checking accounts and loans. It's about people and integrity. We're the same people you've trusted in the past, and it's our promise we will continue to earn your trust in the future. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
All right, we know that you'd probably like to have the SEC network, huh? Well, get in touch with the folks at Suddenlink, and they'll take it from there. Oh, you may want to even have the NFL Red Zone. Well, if that's the case, then remember that they've got that at Suddenlink as well. Now, Suddenlink is going to offer free preview nights during the month of August. We've still got the 23rd and the 28th, so you can have a look at that. And the Red Zone is pretty interesting. You see every touchdown, and it's live right there in HD. That's the NFL Red Zone. That's available. You can call 877-694-9474 to order the NFL Red Zone right now. But remember, you've got the SEC Network. Great opportunity for you. And listen, you need to stop in and see them. They're a little busy at Suddenlink, I can tell you that, because everybody wants either the SEC Network or all the other great opportunities you have, like Suddenlink to Go. You've also got 10,000 titles or so available on video on demand, and all that can be yours too. So visit them. It's also easy to sign up at Suddenlink.com. They upgraded the website, makes it a whole lot easier for you to take advantage of all the things that are coming up as we get the school year started from Suddenlink.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Make it 8:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way. With the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine, we're going to see that again today, along with some passing cloudiness. Temperatures, they'll peak between 95 and 100 later today. There's a low chance of an isolated storm late in the afternoon. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. Sunshine is back. Highs tomorrow, 95 to 100. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. More sun for Thursday, temperatures ranging from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:38. But, I mean, the more we thought, we didn't get a chance to really comment on it. What? Why would the Peruvians need to have a 4-inch satellite that weighs 2 pounds that's out there capturing all that information?
Oh, because, so only America can have satellites?
Yeah, but no.
Come on,
Scott. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
Quit holding back the Peruvians.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, you know, after all, we've seen pictures of Earth.
Well,
I mean,
it's not new. They may be using that little GoPro for, let's just say, analyzing crops.
Yeah, that may be it. Okay. Could be any of those.
I won't delve into what kind of crops they.
I got you. That's okay. It looks like Flappy Bird's creator has decided to come back with a new game.
Oh, man.
Yeah. His follow-up to Flappy Bird is called, do you know about it?
Maybe.
Know about it? Swing Copters?
What?
Swing Copters?
Not a clue.
Oh, no.
It's due out Thursday. It'll be free to play with a little small ad there, or you can pay a dollar to make the ad go away. So, just letting you know.
You got me stuck on Timberman, and I was sort of upset about that.
Yeah, that thing is addictive, man. Without question.
Okay, haven't been there, so I'm not going to. Anybody.
Yeah.
Swing Copters. Be ready for that. Okay, coming to you. Bizarre altercation in the streets of Seattle this week. Local man claims he was attacked by a one-legged man. Oh, we've heard that from Richard Kimball. Oh, no, it was a one-armed man. Okay, the fugitive, remember.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Attacked by a one-legged man using his prosthetic limb as a weapon, the ossifer from the Seattle Police Department broke up the fight, but moments later, the same victim was attacked again. Police say a third man began smacking the victim full force over the head with an aluminum bat. Ow!
Yikes.
Ow! The guy with the bat allegedly had a bag of cocaine, which police say he tried to ditch before arresting him.
He was from Peru.
You see what happens when you drink all that caffeine up there? You see what happens? The one-legged man reattached his leg and hobbled away before police could question
him. He just wanted a leg up.
300-year-old Jesus Christ statue in Mexico that has human teeth. You hear about that?
I did.
I'm afraid I missed that one.
The Christ of Patience statue, just basically your average, ordinary Jesus statue.
With real teeth.
Sitting and gazing sadly off into the distance. LiveScience.com says it's a painted wooden figure dating to the 17th or 18th century. It's wearing human clothes and a wig. So, you know, it's, like, tasteful. And then you look closer and you realize that those are actual teeth. The restorer at Mexico's National Institute of Anthropology and History says even though it might sound a little creepy to us, it is actually an example of a tradition in which human body parts were donated to churches for religious purposes. Ah! Wow, that's a little bit creepy, isn't it?
All right. No, thank you.
Okay. Guy booked in jail in Maine wearing the perfect T-shirt for his bookie, 19-year-old Robert Burt.
He saw the picture.
Yeah,
it's
perfect.
Awesome.
Originally arrested back in June for allegedly operating a vehicle while drunk and without a license. As part of his plea deal, he agreed to spend 2 days in jail. When he reported to jail on August the 8th, he was wearing a custom T-shirt with his original mugshot printed on the front.
Yeah.
So his new jailhouse picture might make you think he's seen double trouble.
I think he even had a little bit of a smirk in the second mugshot. He knew.
The writing on it's what made it fun. Like, it was a family reunion because one of his cousins is in jail.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to say, well, I had the story yesterday about the Texas woman wants to see her boyfriend, so she stole some Ogun Dave.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, you know, if you can get a T-shirt made of your mugshot, Governor, I didn't say that. Yeah. You mean, it'd be fun.
Scott!
Okay. Up until now, we've only been able to see Hunger Games on demand and one of the movie channels. That's changing. TV Line reports that ABC Family will make the network debut of Hunger Games. Really? On October the 10th at 7 o'clock. I mean, I haven't seen Hunger Games. It's a rather finalistic type show, right? I mean, it's hard to finish second. Am I correct?
Yes, I believe
mean,
that
from
is.
From what little I know about it, second doesn't work very well.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I can't say anything without being a spoiler.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Anyway. You can only come in second once.
All right. So there. It's going to be. I just didn't. ABC Family seemed to be an odd network.
Yeah, I think so.
For that to necessarily be on there. Self-proclaimed giraffe lover in Wisconsin attacked by a giraffe.
Okay. I am a giraffe lover.
Obviously, it's not mutual. Obviously, the supposed giraffe lover didn't get that. Amanda Hall climbed into the giraffe exhibit at the Henry Vilas Zoo in Madison, Wisconsin, so she could, quote, get up close to one of the animals. 2-year-old giraffe named Wally quickly approached her, licked her, then kicked her in the face. Like they do, I mean.
Sure.
Look, you're a giraffe. Okay, you see where their face is? They don't get an opportunity to kick anything in the face when they greet each other. So
He gets the shot at it, he's going to take it.
I guess so.
Non-life-threatening injuries. Wally's okay, too. She was harassed. She was cited with harassing zoo animals.
I'm concerned it didn't say former self-proclaimed jerk.
Well, you know, I don't know. That's a very interesting question. You don't have any idea as to whether or not.
No, because she knows that it was her fault.
Yeah.
Okay.
It can't be the giraffe's fault.
Right. That's probably right.
So I was asking for it.
With that, it's time for giraffe facts.
Hey.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
In short distances, giraffes can run up to 35 miles an hour.
If my legs were that long, I probably could, too. Just take a big step.
Giraffes only need to drink water every couple of days. Most of the water they get is from their diet, which is pretty well plant-based.
Interesting.
Female giraffes often return to where they gave birth. Once there, their calves receive kind of a rough welcome to the world. If you consider, they fall about 5 feet.
I was
going to
say,
ground.
It's a pretty good drop when it's all said and done.
But they seem to be not the worst for wear because apparently they're able to run within an hour of being born. What's wrong with humans? Why can't human kids do that? Come on. Wow.
Because they never leave the house anymore.
Hey, bipedalism is not easy.
That's true. Well, that's the deal. It's because they got all fours. That's the reason it works out well. Giraffes require over 75 pounds of food a day.
That's a lot of leaves.
Well, it is, and that's what they're doing is they're eating leaves. They're spending all their time pretty much doing that. So, you know, just so you understand. And despite their characteristic long necks, giraffes actually have the same number of neck vertebrae as human, just 7. Each vertebra is supersized, though, maybe up to 10 inches long.
Huh.
Yeah, didn't know that, right?
No.
The other thing that's kind of odd, and if you'll think about this, the cardiovascular system of a giraffe is pretty challenged.
When you consider, a long way to get air.
It is a long way to go to get your blood up to there. Plus, if they put their heads down, do they get lightheaded like humans can? Part of the deal is that the heart is 2 feet long and weighs 25 pounds. And their jugular veins have one-way valves that prevent excess blood from flowing to the brain when they bring their heads down to drink. How you like that?
I mean, whoa, head rush, man.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Giraffe goes, whoa.
Well, you know, well, I wonder, would they get an ice cream headache, too?
Nah. Hey, Russ Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Wurstmangers. For years, I've told people that the greatest advantage of Harvey Wurstmangers is how unique we are, that the greatest disadvantage of Harvey Wurstmangers is also how unique we are. People just didn't know what to think of us, and I understand why. I'm glad to say that folks are finally appreciating just how special we truly are. I've told you that in the last 6 months, we've been featured in Bon Appetit Online, Travel and Leisure Online, National Coin Op Magazine, CNBC, among others. We just finished filming as a featured destination on the Texas Bucket List to be aired in September. July marked our 19th record month in a row, and for a business that opened in 1998, I think that says something. People not only here in the Brazos Valley, but also from all over the country are taking notice. Whether it's our great homemade food made from scratch, our wonderful selection of Texas craft beers, our state-of-the-art laundry area, the area's most popular drop-off service, or just being able to say you've been to one of America's weirdest restaurants, you need to come check us out. Harvey Wurstmangers, if we're not on your bucket list, maybe we should be.
Check out the new T4 Dodge Tractor models from New Holland at Washington County Tractor. T4.85, 95, 105, and 115 models have the horsepower and features you need and want in a tractor. They range from 85 to 115 engine horsepower and have options like the all-new Vision View cab with available instructor seat, power shuttle, visibility panel for loaded work, and more. These New Holland tractors started arriving at our WC Tractor locations in Brunham, Bryan, Abbotsford, and Sealy. So go by and check them out for yourself.
Washington County Tractor. People and products to you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 12 minutes till. A fisherman in Corpus caught an 809-pound tiger shark.
Yep.
Ryan Spring, 12-foot fish, battled it for nearly 7 hours in the Gulf of Mexico, then reeled it in, decided, what the heck, let's eat it. He cooked it up.
Why not?
Big old fish fry.
Yeah, 75 pounds of shark meat.
Shark's good.
Breaded, baked. Served at a local shelter to the homeless. After feeding the crowd, there was enough meat left over. Make a little seafood stew for the next week.
Ugh.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Oh, God! We're going to die!
Yep.
Don't you understand? We're all going to die.
Intense rumblings under Iceland's Bárðarbunga.
Brown.
No,
Bárðarbunga?
Bárðarbunga, a volcano, has prompted the country to raise the volcano eruption risk level to orange.
Oh, no.
Double orange. Oh, my God. The orange alert is the fourth level of the five-grade scale and means that a volcanic eruption is possible but not imminent. Saw a story over the weekend on the news about this circular road that has been completed. It's a two-lane all-surface road that goes around basically and takes you to all the neat places to see in Iceland. I can't name any of the cities because you can't even begin to pronounce them. But
starts with an F and a J.
That's right. has two K's, a J, and an L, all next to each other. And then there's a vowel somewhere in there. But they were talking about because of the landscape. It's used in science fiction movies. Soap opera Swords uses it a lot. There are a whole bunch of areas that are really unspoiled. I mean, in its own strange way, it's pretty beautiful, but again, it's Iceland. Nonetheless, we'll see what happens. The activity started suddenly on Saturday. It's been fairly continuous since then, with most tremors less than magnitude 3 in size, which can barely be felt by people on the surface. Yesterday, a magnitude 4 earthquake struck, the strongest in the region since 1996. Air traffic in the area could be affected by the eruption. Volcanologists tell Discovery.com News that clues from the pattern of the earthquake show that seismic energy is being expended in two main clusters, one which is east of the Bárðarbunga Bowl. Bárðarbunga. Hey, our football team's going to play in the Bárðarbunga Bowl. And one is you ready? Here we go. It's near the Dyungjökull Glacier, which you can find, I'm sure, on Google somewhere. So, just saying. Now, you know, do they have, can we find a live webcam? Can we find a live Icelandic webcam?
Oh, I'm sure you could.
You know, about 10, maybe 12 years ago, we called Iceland and talked to their director of tourism.
How much did that cost?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to ask Mr. Downs. We didn't worry about things like that back then. But they were thrilled and happy to talk to us, at least for a couple of minutes. And chuckled. They didn't think it was real. They didn't think we were really.
You start off with howdy.
Well, no, we do. We used to do hi. We're a radio station from Texas. You're on the air. That's the way we always used to do these things. And they really kind of thought we were kidding, but we weren't. So. Okay, you think you want to work for Google, huh?
Yeah.
How much does it cost to feed Google's 50,000 employees those endless amounts of free food? Former executive and head chef Nate Keller left in 2008, back when there were 19,000 employees, so he can't speak for Google now, but when he was running the kitchen with 675 kitchen workers.
Holy cow.
Wow.
He said Google was going through 40,000 meals a day and $1 million worth of chicken a month. Back then, Google was spending an estimated $20 per employee per day on food, or $80 million per year on food costs alone. Again, don't know if they're there, but guess what? It's not a negative cash flow situation.
No.
I think they're doing all right. One of the things they're probably not serving would be your $100 ice cream sundae. If you are an ice cream fan and you find yourself in New York City, get to a restaurant called Bubby's Highline and order the kitchen sink sundae.
Mm.
Yeah.
For $100.
$100. 16 scoops of ice cream. You got your pretzels. You got your pecans. I know. You got your peanuts. You got your chocolate chip cookie crumbs. You got your chocolate and caramel sauces, your rainbow sprinkles, your whipped cream, and, of course, some cherries on top. It's supposed to serve 8 to 10 people. And, again, weighs in at $100.
I thought you were going to say 100 pounds for a minute. Like, holy cow.
No. Hello.
Hey, you got pecans in that ice cream. That's what we used whenever the plumbing went out at my house.
Get it, Scott? Pecan?
Hello.
Of course, if that Sunday was served in College Station, it'd be about $20.
That's right. It would. That's a good point. It's in New York. Get that guy to call back again so I can get the. Because after all, whenever you're trying to do comedy, you know.
Timing is everything.
Everything. Everything.
BVFC 12 Soccer Skill Development Program is now registering for the fall training program. Boys and girls ages 6 to 10 will be coached in all techniques of the game, including passing, dribbling, shooting, and other advanced soccer skills, all within a fun, challenging atmosphere. Class sizes are small, so your player will receive lots of personal attention from our fantastic coaches. The 10-week training starts soon, so sign up today. Visit 12sports.squarespace.com or like us on Facebook.
Hello, it's Toyota's annual clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I need directions to the dealership. It's time for a Toyota.
Perfect timing. We have some great deals at our once-a-year event.
My car's so unreliable. There it goes again.
We can help. From Camrys to Tundras, Toyotas are famous for their dependability and toughness. Now what?
I need gas, because my car just drinks gas, so, you know.
Well, we've got a bunch of models like the Corolla and Prius that get great MPG.
So can you help me? I'm at 12th and Main.
Yes, okay. Continue straight for 1.3 miles, then turn right. Your destination will be on your left.
Nav system, I could use that too. Thanks, Jan. See you soon. Ooh, maybe not.
Come on, move it. Toyota's annual clearance event is on now. Hurry in today and save big on a great selection. Lease a new 2014.5 Camry LE for $199 a month for 24 months. Just $999 due at sign-in. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 9/2/14. Toyota, let's go places.
Howdy, Aggs. This is Coach Billy Kennedy, the head coach of your Fighting Texas Aggies men's basketball team. Our players and staff have been hard at work preparing for the upcoming season, and we are excited to get back on the court and play in front of the best fans in the nation. Season tickets are available for purchase and start as low as $100. Head to 12thman.com or call 888-99-AGGIE to place your order today. I hope you will join us and stand with the 12th man at Reed Arena this season. Gig 'em.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
News Talk 1620 WTW, about 3 minutes till. God, I'm tempted to do this, but I can't do it.
No, what do you can't do that.
I'll do it tomorrow. Well, it's a joke and it's 18 lines long. I mean, I'm just saying. I want to do that, but I'm not going to today. We'll do it tomorrow.
It's a joke. It's okay.
Okay. Be a new Bob Seger album coming out.
Oh, cool.
Fall.
Maybe, I like Bob Seger.
Yeah, maybe his last. RollingStone.com says Ride Out is the follow-up to The Promise, which came out in 06. Dropped a new single last week called Detroit Made, written by John Hyatt. I like John Hyatt's work. No word on whether or not he'll tour. Probably at least do a handful of shows. That's just kind of the way he is. Taylor Swift, not a country girl anymore.
No.
Her live Yahoo stream event yesterday revealed the name and the release date of her new album. And premiered the video from the single. The album is called 1989. She said she needed to make a new style of music. That's pure pop. The single's called Shake It Off.
I know a few people who said, I'm glad she just finally admitted
it. Yeah, no kidding.
Well, the cover of the album, a Polaroid photo of Taylor Swiftie. There will also be a deluxe version of the album that comes with 13 Polaroids and 3 bare bones versions of the tracks that Taylor recorded directly into her phone. That will be interesting. See how that works out. And Beyonce just dropped her first ever school supply line. Teen Vogue says Beyonce designed Pretty Hurts pencils, flawless pencil pouches, and beautiful pink composition notebook. All there.
Hmm.
Models. You know, you see them. I don't know who any of the. I do. I know who Kate Moss is. Kate Moss, okay. And Kate Upton and Miranda Kerr. They all make $7 million each. Okay?
Whew.
The number two highest paid model is Dotson Cruz. I don't know who that is. Or Andrea Lima at $8 million.
Adriana Lima?
Yeah, her.
Victoria's Secret model.
Okay. And then Giselle Bundchen, is that right?
Bundchen.
$47 million. How can she make six times as much as the next closest model? I mean, that's just amazing to me. Is she that much better at what she does?
Yes.
I guess so.
The money says yes.
Anyway.
According to capitalism, yep.
And she's married. Sorry, is she married to Brady? Is that Tom Brady? Is that right? Okay. I mean, he makes $12 million. And she goes, come on, Piker. Would you do your job? Philo Farnsworth, he's the guy who did invent television, even though he didn't get credit for it, born on this date in 1906. Back tomorrow. Oh, Google went public, too. I wonder how that worked out for him.